This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. The headlines. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma inaugurates Block Integrated Development Complex at Peninsula East Khasi Hills District. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha inaugurates Wi-Fi connectivity in 11 government colleges across the state. And Manipur government prohibits manufacturing, storage, distribution and sale of all products containing tobacco. And now the news in details. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, along with Deputy Chief Minister Prestone Tinsong, inaugurated the newly constructed Block Integrated Development Complex at Peninsula CNRD Block East Khasi Hills District yesterday. He lauded the dedication of officers and staff and highlighted the government's focus on improving administrative infrastructure since 2018. Mr. Sangma informed that all 56 blocks in Meghalaya now have sanctioned funds for new office complexes, with several already inaugurated or under construction. Over 150 crore rupees has been invested in administrative buildings, 500 crores in school infrastructure and additional funds in health and police facilities. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma attended the closing ceremony and Silver Jubilee celebrations of St. Anthony's Higher Secondary School, Peninsula yesterday. He announced a sanction of 35 lakh rupees from the Chief Minister's Special Development Fund for the development of school infrastructure. Mr. Sangma also committed to include the school in an upcoming state initiative to support private and government-aided schools with financial assistance ranging from 50 lakhs to 1 crore rupees for expansion to the higher secondary level. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday inaugurated Wi-Fi connectivity in 11 government colleges across the state and launched the Mukhyamantri Yuva Yoga Yoga Yojana at a function held at the College of Fine Arts and Crafts in Agartala. Dr. Saha emphasized that proper utilization of technology can help students achieve greater success in their academic and professional lives. Under the scheme, a total of 20,000 students will receive smartphones during the financial year 2025-26 at an estimated total cost of 10 crore rupees. The Tripura government has also extended the duration of the scheme until the 2026-27 financial year. The Tripura government has decided to launch several new welfare schemes aimed at public welfare and empowering women economically. Tourism and Food Minister Sushanta Chaudhary announced that the State Cabinet has approved the Mukhyamantri Minority Development Scheme to make citizens belonging to religious minority communities financially self-reliant. A provision of 1.5 crore rupees has been made in the current year's budget for minority welfare. Beneficiaries from minority communities will receive 10,000 rupees in two installments for dairy, poultry or small business ventures. The Tripura government will also introduce a women entrepreneurship policy to promote women's empowerment and self-reliance. Women entrepreneurs will be eligible to receive loans of up to 1 crore rupees to start their own ventures. The Social Welfare and Social Education Department will launch the Mukhyamantri Balika Samriddhi Yojana, under which a fixed deposit of 50,000 rupees will be made for up to 2 girl children from Antyodaya families. This amount can be used for their marriage or higher education once they turn 18. The Tripura government will also establish a women's college at Nalchar in Sonamura, where classes are expected to begin from the next academic session. The Manipur government has prohibited manufacturing, storage, distribution and sale of all products containing tobacco or nicotine for a period of 1 year with effect from 27th October 2025. The prohibition has been made under Food Safety and Standards Prohibition and Restriction on Sales Act 2011 in the interest of public health. The ban includes gutkha and pan masala containing tobacco or nicotine and chewing tobacco under any name and package. Positive cases of mosquito-borne diseases dengue is on the rise in Manipur. The total positive cases of dengue since January this year stood at 3,465. According to the Manipur State Health Department, the Imphal West District has been affected badly by the disease. The authorities have been taking up various measures to curb the rising cases of dengue, and fogging in the affected areas has been intensified. Manipur State Malaria Officer informed that the surveillance has been carried out in various localities and houses which have been affected by dengue. Meghalaya Food and Civil Supplies and Consumer Affairs Minister Methodius Dakar attended the launch of the Aadhaar Mission Mode Project 2 and Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana 3 in Shillong yesterday. Mr. Dakar emphasized the importance of Aadhaar seeding and eKYC linking, citing Supreme Court and Centre guidelines. The minister urged the completion of pending eKYC through a mission mode, ensuring that Russian distribution continues smoothly for every household. The eKYC camps aim to prevent mothers from going home empty-handed, elderly persons from waiting in vain, and migrant workers from being turned away without benefits. The airy silk industry in Meghalaya continues to flourish, providing livelihood to over 50,000 families engaged in sericulture and weaving. Principal Secretary of Textiles Frederick R. Kharkongor highlighted that the sector comprises around 47,000 sericulture farmers and 42,000 weavers who significantly contribute to the state's economy. Meghalaya produces about 14,000 metric tons of airy cocoons annually. The officer also recalled Umdeng Diwon's recognition as India's first airy silk village in 2021, celebrating Meghalaya's heritage of hand-woven organic and women-driven craftsmanship. In Nagaland, the second PM Awas Mela Sheri under the Angikar 2025 campaign was held yesterday at Chumukodima Town Council Hall. The event, organized by the Department of Municipal Affairs, aimed to showcase achievements and implementation progress under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban and to promote the vision of housing for all. Advisor, Municipal Affairs and Urban Development, Zalio Rio, encouraged all urban local body councillors, authorities and department officials to work towards the uplift of weaker sections of society. Under the mission, around 30,000 dwelling units have been covered across Nagaland, with a completion rate of about 96%, one of the highest rates in the Northeast. Beneficiaries under the first phase of the scheme have been provided with a subsidy amount of 1,50,000 rupees, released in 3 installments. In commemoration of 90 years of broadcasting, Akashvani Kohima conducted a folk song competition, Voices of the Youth, last evening. The competition featured 15 youth groups, primarily college students representing the 15 Naga tribes. Head of program Akashvani Kohima, Ella Kaina, said that Akashvani's year-long celebration of 90 years of radio broadcasting in India reflects the rich cultural legacy that the organization has preserved over the decades. She also paid tributes to the folk artists of Nagaland, noting that their contributions remain deeply cherished. Ms. Kaina highlighted the various programs and activities undertaken by Akashvani Kohima and emphasized the station's significant role at both the regional and national levels. The Khiam Nyungan tribe emerged winners of the competition. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu inaugurated the 69th National School Games Under-17 Boys and Girls Boxing at the Khelo India Indoor Stadium in Itanagar yesterday. Arunachal Pradesh is hosting the event for the first time in the 71-year history of the School Games Federation of India. The Chief Minister said that in the last decade, Arunachali athletes have excelled in several disciplines such as taekwondo, karate, wushu, boxing and weightlifting, providing that the state's youth are among the best in the country. He highlighted that Arunachal Pradesh has made significant investments in sports infrastructure, including the establishment of Khelo India centers, multi-purpose indoor halls, national-level stadiums, and specialized academies for various sports. The government is also extending financial incentives, job reservations, and technical support to promising sportspersons to nurture their growth. The Chief Minister emphasized that hosting the 69th National School Games in Itanagar reinforces the state's vision of transforming Arunachal Pradesh into a hub of sporting excellence in the Northeast, contributing to India's larger sporting success story. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.